need an intermission. I thought he said we need an intervention.
I could use an intervention after tonight. Honey.
Well, hello.
Welcome to the broadcast. Welcome.
Ooh, nice one.
Oh, welcome. We're so glad.
We're delighted
to be here.
As your hostesses with the hostesses for
the broadcast.
Ooh.
Do you like that? Kind of growly.
Yeah.
That was my Sybil Shepherd.
I understand.
I am Ann Filson.
And I am Nancy Filson.
And together we are the famous Filson Sisters.
Applause, applause, flourish, cheering. I love this that you wrote in your flourish, applause, cheering, and hoots.
In parentheses, need audio.
I just did it for you.
Thank you. You probably think you're hearing double, and of course you are. We are a sister act.
A dynamic duo.
Identical twin sisters.
Since birth.
Yep, you got that right. And listen, people can't tell us apart. Neither on the radio, the person, on the television, on the silver screen. And don't worry about it. We love it.
No, we're not into the shame game.
No, not even a little
bit. If our name sounds familiar to you, yes, we are those Filsons of the Filson family,
Filbert fortune of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. A fortune built on nuts.
Nuts, you say?
Yeah.
That makes us a rich couple of
That's
nuts.
That's right.
You know who's a nut?
You're a nut.
You're a nut. I guess you could say we're a pair of nuts.
You know what?
That would never get so
that
old.
That never tires for me. I think it's so cute. So cute. Am I the luckiest?
I love this girl.
Dad,
I'm the
I love
luckiest.
You.
Let's fight over it. You're a nut, okay?
You're a nut.
I'm winning. So our father has a bedtime story. Our father, Phil Filson, God rest his soul. He
good
put
man.
His
what a good
each
man.
Of us on one knee.
Yep.
His identical twin daughters. He couldn't tell us about either, the poor sap. And he'd say, don't rest on your nuts. Go out there and make a difference in this world.
Yes, you would. And here we are on Vashon Island, beautiful Vashon Island.
Tell us about it.
Listen, Vashon Island is a very strange place. Some people are probably listening on Vashon Island. They're saying it's not that strange. No, my friend, it's very strange.
We've been around and this is one of the strangest places we've
ever
seen.
It's like an island, but smaller.
Yeah.
It's very little place. There's a lot of trees. It's in Washington, but I don't mean
Puget
the one
Sound.
Right in the center of this Puget Sound. Mm-hmm. And a sound is like an ocean, but it's not.
I can't hear a thing from here where
There's
I am.
There's almost no sound out here. What you hear is you hear like every now and then a car goes by, an owl goes, hoo, hoo, hoo. That's
very
about it.
Simple, though, because the town and the island are of the same name.
Vashon.
Vashon, 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 this, Vashon, that.
But then people, you say, oh, I'm going to Washington. They assume you're going to Washington.
Yeah,
but
somewhere
you're going
where
to
people
the
really
Washington,
make a difference.
The state of Washington.
This one has more
trees. And so we don't live here, but we love to be here for the people.
We make a
for
difference.
For the people.
That's right.
For making a difference. It's community service. And is it court ordered? Yeah.
Not the
that is.
Because of our time with the cease and desist. We'll talk
and
about that later.
You know what? That's one of the hardest parts of coming to Washington, because we're right by Ann and Nancy Wilson.
Oh, you had
and
to
you know
say
what?
It.
You know what? I get my blood boils when I think about
we
those
We were
gals.
Around at least 35, 45 years before they ever came around. And that music they make, pot music.
She didn't say pop.
No, pot.
Pot.
The
music.
Dog and the butterfly?
What is
Come
that
on.
Even? What are you even
Come
talking
on.
About?
What are
Barracuda?
They talking about?
Do they only sing about animals?
And all
Come
these.
On.
And mostly they're just yelling all the time.
You know what? You know what? I'm sorry,
that just
gals.
Really got me worked up.
Ian and Nancy Filson
I was
were
feeling
born
really
long
relaxed.
Before you were, and they
and
don't
this.
Even look alike. Okay?
All right.
I'm sorry.
Let's get back to Vashon.
Speaking of which, you're listening to the voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9, streaming live at voiceofvashon.org.
How easy to remember. And tonight's topic on the broadcast.
Tell me.
Also, you know that our guest is actually here and she can chime in anytime. She can laugh, she can cry, she can sneeze.
Oh, can I?
Not
oh,
drink.
Yeah.
The tonight's topic is, you may. What are you eating under there? Underwear? Declarations.
Did you make that up?
Thank you. Declarations of a Dame from Down Under, subtitle Dingoisms, Dangerously Long Distance Runs, and Dessert Decorations. And of course, as always, we have this fabulous guest with us here tonight on the broadcast.
Oh,
does
I love
our
it.
Topic make your mouth water?
Mine, yes.
Does it delight your inner child?
Yes.
Julia Child?
Yes, so cute.
Make you want to bribe the maitre d'?
Always.
Well, stay tuned. Either way, we'll talk.
Oh, God, you're funny. But first.
But first.
What are we wearing?
That's how
tonight?
You were born. But first.
Poor mama.
I know.
Listen, You look stunning tonight. Come
on.
In your seafoam and your sequins, you're absolutely gorgeous.
When your identical twin sister tells you you look good, you know you look good.
You know,
because who needs a mirror?
Yeah.
I said this before and I'll say it again. The amount of sequins we're both wearing, I can see myself in you.
I am blinded by the light of you. Where I always want to be. I feel right at home.
Blinded.
That's a beautiful song.
Wrapped up like a douche.
You know you're runner in the night.
Is that how that goes?
Who knows?
All right. You know, music is not a strong suit, but a dry Chardonnay is.
Listen, we're dressed in our traveling clothes. We haven't even had a chance to change. We just got back in town. We just hopped off the jet.
Athleisure.
We're just back from a very fabulous week. Oh,
God,
we had
so much fun.
I'm so glad you asked.
Wait till you hear about it.
One of the biggest festivals the world has seen. You've heard of it. In Stockholm, Dragnar.
What?
Yes, Dragnar.
Every drag queen.
Oh, yeah. From Denmark to Iceland, everybody was there. All the Scandinavian queens were there. So blonde. So beautiful.
Like butter. And so smooth. And you know, this, for me, this is the land of the plenty because I love a hairless gentleman.
And a hairless lady.
I was in heaven. Yeah. Absolutely.
She loves it. She loves it. The tightest tuck.
Because you know those girls are hung like a Norse.
Yeah. You're so cute. God. Anyway, gorgeous, fabulous Dragnar. If you haven't been in a few years, it's better than
wonderful.
Ever.
I gotta get there.
Yeah, you gotta get there.
Everybody should once.
Oh, we threw back several kilos of pickled herring, always with a little glass of Akavi on the side. Oh, Eve, the hangover, though, boy.
And oh, the swelling. Have you seen our twin cankles?
Very.
There's four of them in now.
Very
it's
swollen.
A lot of salt. But a lot of salt.
My bones feel fortified. Do you feel that, Nance?
I haven't been truly fortified since our last late night luge, but I think
the
you know what I mean.
So much fun.
Don't go head first, they said. Yeah. And I said, come on, I'm fine.
And she was.
And she was.
Let's say hello to our engineer.
Shall we? Chris Austin.
Hello, ladies.
Chris, did you get Chris new glasses? Austin?
Since the last show? Those are earplugs.
I did that self-gratification so much I went blind.
We were talking about self-love earlier, and I think he took it
Mom
really
was
seriously.
Right.
So, you know, we've been wanting to become a little closer to our engineers because we had a big problem with turnover here. And we thought we should become a little more friendly and find out a little bit more about them. This is a little bit Ask a Local.
We're
assuming he's a local because
you're
of his
a local.
Footwear.
He told us he was.
Yeah.
Yeah. How long have you lived on this island?
2011. What's 2011 years.
I can see how it would feel that way.
Nothing has changed here for 2011 years. What
really?
We want to know is, what's our burning question?
What's the local language?
Key phrases so we can communicate with the people of the Sean a little better.
I'm going to be late. It's always said on this island.
Oh, I'm going to fit right in.
She was born second. She was late. Okay.
Yeah. What are you looking at? It's a four-way stop.
What are you looking at? There's a four-way stop here?
It's those militant crosswalkers.
The crosswalkers.
Hey, what are you looking at? Hey, I'm walking here.
It sounds so familiar.
It really
does. This guy's cute. Let's keep him.
I love his accent.
How do we keep him? Don't quit.
I've asked every engineer how we could keep him. It hasn't worked. Now we're coming up. Something very exciting.
It's a word from our sponsor. Has your morning smoothie routine become a real snooze? Add a little Funda from Down Under with Sheila Shakes. Packed with protein and vitamins and made from the finest flavors Australia has to offer. Try mango and kiwi and beetroot, and now try new kiwi and sausage roll. So when it's time to put a little ikey crikey into your morning, grab a Sheila Shake. You won't believe the difference. Thank you, Sheila Shakes, for coming on board as a new sponsor.
All right, let's get on. There's a beautiful woman here I'm dying to
introduce her.
Hit that song.
Our guest tonight is the inimitable Amy Broomhall. And inimitable because she has a very lovely accent, which I cannot imitate, and I have tried. Her funny way of talking isn't all that makes Amy Broomhall special and unique. She is a talented stage actor, a fine chef and baker, a mother to many male offspring, a creator of outlandish and fabulous cakes, and a tireless community service volunteer.
I'm getting tired just hearing about it.
I know.
Take a nap halfway through that description. My God. She also has one of the most impressive set of gams seen this side of the Mississippi due to her indefatigable fetish for running long distances using only her feet to carry her.
Can you imagine?
We'll find out what she's running from and why in a minute, but first, settle in. And while you do, I'll pour you a drink, Amy Broomhall. Do you drink?
You know it.
Okay.
Amy Broomhall, how do you do?
I'm very well. I'm so excited to see you.
Oh, I was so happy to have you. You know, we booked Amy Broomhall.
In 2019.
Four, five times. A long time ago.
Yes. Oh, look, I poured myself first just a moment just to get used
I
to the
you
idea.
I thought you were doing that on purpose.
Right. You're finally here.
I'm finally here.
Oh. Do you like a straw with your Chablis, too?
I'm gonna go without a straw, actually. Ooh, this is fancy. Oh.
Yeah, we do it up. We do it in all the ways. How do you like it? Is that nice?
That's delicious.
What are we
I've been waiting
tonight?
For that all day.
Oh, I'm so glad. Look at you in your cute little jumpsuit.
Yeah, I got my jumpsuit on.
Oh.
I brought you ladies some cookies.
What?
Yeah,
we love
that.
Food.
Yeah, except we don't call them cookies in Australia. They're called biscuits or bickies.
Bickies.
So I bought you some bickies. I bought you some Anzac bickies.
Oh.
Which are
what is
Australian,
this language she's speaking?
Well, they're a special Australian bicky that was developed by the women during World War II to send to the troops. It might have even been World War I because they're hard as a rock and they don't break and you can, like, keep them for a long period of time.
Reminds me of my inserts.
And they don't have any eggs or anything in them. So they're a wartime cookie, but they're beloved in Australia. And they have oats in them. If you can't eat gluten, you're just going to have to just eat the oats out of them. Not because there is some
Sister,
gluten
in
there.
What if I eat every oat and just soak it a little bit with my saliva?
Yeah.
Our twin saliva.
Great idea.
And
yeah.
then it'll reduce the gluten-y in it.
Sure, sure.
And then I put it in your mouth like
I'll
a bird.
I'll tell you what, I don't worry about gluten in oats. I'll eat an oat.
I am so...
I'll eat an
open
oat.
Open that up. I'm hungry.
Well, no, there's flour in there, too.
Oh, that one I do worry about.
Oh, no.
And there's in there is a very special ingredient, golden syrup, which you don't have in the U.S.
Oh, where do you get it?
Golden syrup.
Well, I wasn't going to tell you about that. But
where do you get your golden syrup?
You know,
from a tree.
I think maybe a British woman gave me that golden syrup.
That sounds very suspicious.
Actually, golden syrup is the name of a club we went to in Germany one time. And
it's
was
a
very kinky.
Club.
Very kinky.
Filthy club.
Golden syrup.
But we had a great time.
Amy Broomhall, let's cheers.
Cheers.
How do you say cheers in your country?
Cheers. cheers?
That works for me.
Golden syrup, is it from the Golden Coast? Of Australia.
Maybe. I don't know. I think it's from the old days.
What makes it better than, like, say, molasses or regular old syrup?
It's not as funky tasting as molasses. It's cleaner taste. And it's you use it to put on damper, which is the bush bread that we make in Australia when we're out in the bush, you know, because all Australians are out in the bush all the time.
And we make
a bread that's just like flour and water cooked over a fire. And then you put your golden syrup on. It's called damper.
Yeah. Damper.
Yeah.
So many names for so much crappy food.
So many. So many. And it harkens back to the old times when the British first went to Australia
to
conquer it.
Yeah. To conquer. And how did it go, the conquering?
Yeah, yeah. They did some conquering.
Have you been conquered? When's the last time you were conquered? Because you don't seem like a woman who conquers easily.
Yeah,
you're wearing
a
jumpsuit.
I'm not allowing anyone to conquer
That's
me.
That's right.
No. Yeah, none of that. No, Australian women, we're bred tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you make tough bread. Is that what
that's that too?
Yeah.
See? It's
so
a tough place. It's a tough place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Punishing sun.
Yes. Very hot. Yeah.
Rude men, from what I recall.
Yeah. Sometimes.
But really cute
sometimes,
accents.
Yeah.
But cute.
Yeah.
They're cute.
Yeah.
And that helps.
Because they all
drive
Jeeps with no tops.
Or
sides
with them. A lot of utes.
Yeah, a lot of utes. They drive utes, which is like a truck.
An El Camino. We'd call it
El
Camino.
Yeah. With no, it's like a truck and a car combined.
Yeah. Yeah. Which to me, that's the kind of car that a guy driving an El Camino is going to have a long mustache and a little bit of extra hair in the back.
He's going to be circumcised. And for sure.
Yes, he's going to be circumcised.
Oh, don't you think so?
Well, maybe not in Australia.
Actually, no, it would be in Australia.
It would.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
You speak with authority and I'm just going to take you on this.
He's going to wear sweatpants.
Is it true?
No, he's going to wear short shorts.
And when you flush your toilets, they're always backwards?
Yep, that's true. Hmm. That is true. Mm-hmm. It's something to do with the equator. I don't know the science behind it. Don't ask me these difficult questions.
When you're away from your home, what do you miss the most?
The smell.
How can we help you with that?
Well, it smells like eucalyptus and hot.
Oh,
eucalyptus and hot. I'd miss my family, of course.
Do you ever think eucalyptus smells a little bit like cat pee?
Yeah, a little bit. I think tea tree oil smells more like cat pee. Mm. But yeah. Mm-hmm. But you're right. It does smell a little bit like
we've had a few guests in here that smelled very eucalyptus-y on the the wrong side of the tracks. Yeah. Wow.
You know what I don't care for?
It's the patchouli.
The patchouli.
I knew you were going to say that,
sister. It smells like mold.
This is the twin telepathy that we were talking about earlier with our guests.
It's moist enough in the Pacific Northwest. You don't need to add that element of patchouli. I like musk. I don't like patchouli. Let it be known.
I will never wear it in your presence.
Thank you.
I promise.
Thank you. Thank you.
I hope we haven't offended you if you have some sort of
patchouli
on the side.
And I just turned me right off.
Does not smell like patchouli.
No.
Yeah, maybe spicy cat wee, but that's, you know, that's okay.
That is okay.
Is a woman called a Sheila in the island? So you told me something that this is like offensive because our assistant Jeff told us that that's not something
to
say.
It's so Australia has a special language. Sure. It's called strine.
It's
very, it's a lot of colloquialisms and a lot of slang. Okay. And not all Australians, I mean, all Australians probably understand strine, but they don't always speak it. Like, I don't go around speaking much strine. And a Sheila is like one of the strine terms. And it's kind of a rude term for a woman. Like, you'd say, hey, you Sheila over there, give me a sandwich. Like that.
Yeah.
See? So you don't want,
Anybody who tells me to bring him a sandwich.
Yeah.
He better call me Sheila.
Yeah.
So that's usually the way Sheila's
used.
Not very nice. Yeah, not very
What's the dirtiest word in the strine language you can say on air tonight?
Wow.
And there are a few we can't say here, but I'm assuming then your language is just totally fine.
Oh.
Unless your mother's listening in.
She might be.
Get a little closer to your microphone while you're at it.
Sorry.
I really want to catch this one.
Let me cuddle up on this
one.
There you go.
You know, I can't even think. There's just a lot of weird sayings, and a lot of it's taken from British Cockney.
Mm.
So
she said the one word you're not supposed to say. Uh-oh.
They use the rhyming slang a lot. I know my granddad used to use it.
So you say
going down the frog and toad, which means I'm going down the road. Or you say, oh, yeah, I'd love to come out, but I can't because of the trouble and strife, which is the wife.
Oh,
I love it.
But I'd love to go see the cheese and kisses, which is the missus.
Okay.
See, do you see where I'm going?
That's very fun. Yeah.
So some, and
I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't lived in Australia for a long time. They could be saying completely different things for all I
know.
Sure. Yeah. But back in the days when I was a kid, people used rhyming slang a lot. So like my granddad did. Yeah,
I think that's very
cool. Timey,
I think we should work on that.
Yeah. I do too.
We do love to rhyme in general.
Is there a term for men that's like a Sheila?
I was about to ask that.
A bloke.
So it's not very nice to be a bloke.
Well, actually, no. A bloke's all right. A bloke's like
Wouldn't you know it?
You know, you might be like, oh, that bloke's over there.
Hey, but bloke, he's not make your me mate. A sandwich.
Because he's
not.
Mate.
Well, no, anyone can be your mate in Australia.
Oh, how do you like that?
Well, they're very friendly people.
Hey, oi, mate. Get over here, and you could be, you know.
But what if you ask them to make you a sandwich?
Well, then you could say, hey, mate, make me a sandwich, and it's more friendly than, hey, you, Sheila, make me a sandwich.
Sure, okay.
Well, isn't that the way?
It is the way.
Yeah.
It is, unfortunately.
I do want to talk about blokes, because we understand you're outnumbered by them 4-1 in your household.
Come on.
Was this an intentional mistake on your part?
Well, I think it was my husband's fault, wasn't it?
What happened?
Oh, I'd say so. Don't those sperms, they're the one that chooses.
Yep.
If you get the boy or the girl.
Yeah.
The sperms.
I think
After the first one, you had another, and then you had another? Whose fault is that, Amy Broomhall?
Well, it's my fault because I'm very cute and attractive.
You're very cute.
We agree.
Who could resist that?
No.
And apparently very fertile.
No one can request.
And very fertile, exactly.
How do you find time to visit your lovers?
Well.
She's blushing. Or maybe we should have said, what rhymes with lovers?
How do you find time to have your glovers?
Your furry glovers.
That's very hard. We're going to have to think a lot before we start this rhyming thing.
Have you ever thought about visiting a Smothers? No, I don't know. Nothing's coming to mind yet.
What helps you manage a house full of men? Manage yourself, your emotions. You know, how do you survive
coping
it?
Strategies?
You know, first of all, men are pretty direct. The men in my house are.
Okay.
So I don't have, there's not a lot of drama.
Okay.
It's very cut and dry. which I like.
The passive aggressiveness is pretty low.
Pretty low.
It's right up there.
Are you passive aggressive? I don't imagine you are.
No, not so much with my kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
you
I
save
just...
that for your lovers.
My Glovers. Curry Glovers.
For her many Glovers.
So, I just have to keep a lot of food around.
That's the key.
Yeah.
Speaking of food, is there any chance I could cut in here before the nut of the night? I'm
oh,
happy to try.
You
got to
get a Bicky.
Yeah, you want a Bicky.
It's wartime, honey.
You know what else I was thinking of when before I came in here? Ooh.
What a beautiful Pyrex
there we
you've
go.
Got here.
Gorgeous, thank you.
I was thinking,
Chris,
I wanted to
can I pass
tell
one to Chris
you.
Austin?
Yeah,
because we're trying
so.
To not have him quit.
Okay.
We're very much trying.
I mean, trying is one thing.
I told him we'd bring him treats tonight, and I realized I didn't
do it. Fabulous.
Yeah, they're pretty yummy for wartime cookies.
My sister and I don't cook, but do you know what we do like to make?
Reservations. And we have people cook for us often.
That's nice.
We'll call down to the kitchen and we'll say, make us up a Bicky. We've never said that. But
said,
I think we're going to.
We said, hey, Sheila.
It's funny because we did have a cook named Sheila for many years.
Exactly.
But
we actually did.
I don't know what happened to her.
She was a hairdresser, too, for a while.
Yeah.
Maybe that was the problem.
Died.
Her pants were in her hair too often, and then she was cooking. Was
do your
a
boys
mess.
Ever call you Sheila?
No.
Good. Mm. That's good.
Yeah.
They're good boys.
They'd be in trouble.
They're good boys. They're good boys.
I did have something I remembered before I came in here, and I thought, I should tell them about this.
Well, please. Well, we're sitting down.
Because I know your heiress is to a nut fortune.
You do know.
Huge.
Yeah. And I just wanted to tell you, in Australia is known for large things, like kind of like the US. Like we have the big banana and the big prawn.
Good for you.
And the big pineapple and big cow and there's a big earthworm. I mean, the list goes on and on. And where I grew up, there were a lot of macadamia nuts being
washed. Oh, the macadamia. Yeah. Very, very
and at
exotic.
The big pineapple, they had the macadamia nut farm next door. Nut farm. Farm. Right. Yum. The nut farm next door. And when you went to the macadamia nut farm, they had a little special train called the Nutmobile. And you got to ride in the Nutmobile.
Oh,
and it was like
it
in within the shells. Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, and you
oh,
sat in it. And they'd be like, welcome to the Nutmobile. And you're like, yes, I'm here. Thank God.
You've arrived.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. It's interesting because in the nut industry, you know, it's a very closed world.
It's a very small
That's
community.
What I
You'd
thought.
Be surprised.
You must know
we all know
There's
each other.
There's a lot of nut adjacency that you would be very surprised
about.
It's
true. About. The
sesame
seeds.
The Brazil
seed,
nuts, the macadamia,
people.
Because they're very exotic, of course. Yeah. The pistachios are their own
but
thing,
the
obviously.
The
green.
People have always kept a bit to themselves, and I've never known why. And we've never been invited
Hidden
to this
trade
farm.
Secrets.
It's very interesting.
And turns out they have their own vehicles, too.
The Nutmobile.
I do. I mean, we have limousines. I guess you could call that a Nutmobile.
I guess you could.
I'm
but
happy
it's not
to.
In the husk of a nut, and I really wish it were.
I think that's it.
Is this
maybe you could retrofit your
I don't think it's too late to explore
limousine.
This.
Oh, no.
I'd like to explore this.
We have a whirlpool inside.
Kind of
we can put anything on
the
outside.
Your heiress is to a nut fortune. But what kind of, is there one?
A filbit.
The filbit?
Just
right.
A filbit.
Okay, okay.
Well, so around here they call them the hazelnuts. You've heard about
you
these,
You could
right?
definitely do a Nutmobile with the filbit.
I think
because
you could.
It's a very similar shell when you think
it's
about it.
It's a very
macadamia.
Strong nut.
It's a strong, it's a classically shaped nut, you know?
Yeah.
You don't want.
You've got the little nipple thing on the top.
Absolutely.
On the top.
And on the end. Yeah. You know exactly what you're getting coming and going.
You don't want a fancy nut. Oh, do you know what I'm talking about?
I think
about?
You're talking about a pistachio.
Because that color.
Is very off-putting.
It's off-putting.
Yeah.
But how about a walnut,
well,
sister?
It's too
too wrinkly.
I'm not interested.
I knew she'd say
I mean,
that.
Listen, if there's no other nut available, I'll take it. But it's not my choice. It's not my choice. I'm going to say this, though. I always like the Allman Brothers.
I do. Oh. May they rest in peace.
May they rest in peace.
Yeah.
You know what? All this talk about food is getting me very excited about our next segment, my favorite segment.
Hot or not. Okay, you're going
to
love
this,
Amy.
Do you like to play games?
I'm
you do.
Okay.
I'm loving it.
You're going to love this. Amy, you're a baker.
I'm going to have a cookie.
A pastry chef.
These are delicious.
Yes. Do you call yourself a pastry chef?
No.
Okay.
You
well,
do
good
now.
Well, I do.
I just baked.
We just
stuff.
Did.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're fun.
Yeah.
You're a fun baker.
I'm the fun baker.
Yeah,
that's right.
Fun baker. Yeah.
So, of course, then tonight we'd like to ask you about some fun dessert trends.
Okay.
So what you're going to do is this is such a fun little game. You're going to tell us if it's hot or not. And if you'd like to discuss, please discuss.
You mean hot for me or hot in general?
I think for you.
Yeah, we want your really opinion.
Concerned
okay,
about. We want to know what we want to get inside Amy Broomhall tonight.
Okay, I'm ready.
I would love to.
You can start it out because I'm going to finish this delicious blikey, a bricky.
If I chew in the microphone,
I can't recall what it's called.
It's like ASMR.
It's
we do a lot of ASMR on the show. I'm so glad you said that.
Hashtag.
Hashtag ASMR. Okay, black buttercream. It's all over the TikTok.
You mean like covering cakes in it?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to say, unless you're using chocolate buttercream and then dyeing it a little bit black, that stuff is going to taste like holy hell.
Okay.
Okay.
Because you have to use so much dye to get it black. And then think about what your tongue looks like when you finish
eating it. Very dark.
Yeah. No.
Oh, I love that you're thinking of the end result. Where would you, she's saying not, where would you serve something with black buttercream, like at a wake?
Okay, I have an idea for it. I think this is clever and fun. I want you to tell me what you think.
Tell me.
This is a cake called, not Rocky Road, Smooth Road. And it's a black cake, and the filling is lemon, like a yellow stripe on a cake. Okay?
That's a bumblebee.
Maybe it's a licorice. Maybe it's black licorice. I don't know.
That's been done. It's a bumblebee.
And it looks like a road.
Yeah. Is that cute?
No, that sounds terrible.
It doesn't sound delicious.
Sorry,
black
sister.
Licorice and lemon doesn't
She's
sound
never
delicious.
Cooked a day
but
in
it
her
sounds
life.
Cute.
Don't listen to her.
Cute.
Sure.
Okay, it's still
important.
I'm going to say
Okay, here's the next one. Microwave cake.
No.
Air fryer cake.
No.
Oh.
Icebox cake.
Yeah, they're old school.
And could you say not instead of no? Because really, these are the rules.
Not. Sorry. I say icebox cake hot. They're an old-fashioned treat that's coming back. They're easy to make. They're great for kids. You can put Jell-O in them. Like, you can do fun stuff. I say hot on the icebox cake.
Why is it called an icebox cake? Do
I'd
you
like
not cook it?
You
too.
Put it in the icebox.
You don't bake it?
No, it's all in the freezer. I think you use Cool Whip and stuff in there.
Oh, I do love Cool Whip
I
in
love
the bedroom.
Cool Whip.
It's fantastic. Yeah.
I do like the idea of that. Okay, I'm interested.
I would feel like that would set off our feelings. You know, when frozen things and you hit it just right, and it sounds like you're going to get an AM, FM radio.
I don't like to bite on a popsicle, for example.
It's all sucking all the time.
Doesn't that make you cringe?
You don't bite a popsicle,
Ian. You don't do it.
Everyone knows that.
Well, some people do it.
Unless someone else is watching, you lick it.
What about glove compartment cake?
Do you know about this? Where you find a fresh slice hidden in the glove compartment? It's a nice surprise.
Are you cooking it in the glove?
Well, I don't know what you're doing with it. Like, that's up to you, Amy.
Why is it in the glove compartment?
You've just left a fabulous party.
You brought a slice home.
And you put it in the glove compartment.
Yeah. Okay.
And then
surprise. And it would be. It probably would be very warm.
Yeah. But you want to have cake at room temperature.
You do?
Oh, is that true?
Or glove compartment temperature, yeah. Unless it's an icebox cake and then you don't.
That's
this is very confusing.
We complicated. Often have convertibles, though. Is that okay? It seems like it's
chilled.
Fresh, right?
Chilled.
No, I think it'd be okay. Just don't take it out while you're driving or just blow straight into your hair.
Yeah. And that's going to be a mess.
That's never going to happen.
It's going to be a big old mess.
How about this? We've seen these on the TikTok, or the TikTok, however you say it. The fancy curly ice cream scroll things.
Oh, yeah. Those are cute.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think of that? Hot or not?
They're curling it up. They're almost making like a flower out of ice cream.
I love the look of them.
Yeah.
Like they look so, and they're very, like I think, ooh, I would like to make that. But I don't think it would taste very good. They look icy and hard.
Mm. Do you have to keep your hands cold when you work with something like that?
I don't think people are using their hands. Have you? What TikTok are you watching?
She doesn't wear her glasses.
Scrapers. Lee press on nails.
She's not wearing her glasses
Actually,
when she watches
Lee press
TikTok.
On nails. You could like get like five of them going all at once.
Have you seen the TikToks about this chewy ice cream? I think it's Middle Eastern.
What's
chewy.
In that?
I don't know.
I haven't seen that.
Chewy. That's
Rocky
all
Roads.
I know.
That sounds hot.
Sounds like medjool dates. That's how I like
and
to
I
say it.
And I do love a medjool date.
I love a medjool.
Medjool. You say it like you got a walnut in your mouth, which is delicious with a medjool date.
You know how walnuts make my mouth fuzzy?
Yeah, she's allergic.
And therefore.
She's allergic.
Not to most nuts other than us.
Yeah.
Really.
Mm-hmm. What about those desserts that are so realistic, those cakes that look like they're a shoe.
Oh,
it looks
yeah.
like
or
it's
a leg or a hand
stuff.
Or something.
Yes.
Or a fishbowl.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Would you like this?
Or a bosom.
I love the artistry of them. I think that's super cool, but it's not. I don't want to make those cakes.
Well, we know.
Probably I don't want to eat them.
I don't really want to eat them.
What's the stuff? It's the marzipan on top.
The fondant.
It's really,
it doesn't taste good.
Really
no, it doesn't
even
taste
edible,
I don't
right?
care for that.
It's all for show.
It's just for show. Yeah, you just peel it off.
Fakery. Yeah. We're not into
what about
eating fakery.
Those teardrop cakes, or maybe they're called raindrop cakes. They're totally clear.
Have you seen the Jell-O ones.
That.
Oh. And they inject stuff into
yes.
it. Yeah, that's super cool too.
Very beautiful.
I don't really like Jell-O, but they are very beautiful.
Back in the day, aspic was all the rage.
Uh-huh,
you know,
yeah.
you're thinking, and you would go to the key parties, and someone would put the keys in the aspic.
Yeah, that was fun.
And you would have to
real cute.
And you'd have to like,
but you could put anything in an aspic. There'd lettuce, shrimp.
The pimentos would be in there,
anything
and little
you
pieces
want.
Of shrimp.
Delicious.
So good.
It's delicious.
Is this what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing, right?
Yeah. What about desserts? What about desserts laced with drugs?
Oh, now we're talking.
Like a canapé with a little cocaine dust on top.
Little ecstasy in a clair.
Or a mousse that's got like just a touch of meth.
You want to make sure it's not too much.
Not a lot, but a little bit, you know?
I tried.
Did you say a mousse with meth?
Yeah.
A mousse.
A mousse.
A mousse.
That's right.
That would be called a mousse.
Hard to steer clear of the myth.
A mouth punch.
Well, your teeth show it. Good for you.
You don't have the complexion of someone who's been eating too much mousse.
Yeah, I'll take the canapé instead.
Oh, I see how you roll. How about this one? Cotton candy wrapped all around the cake.
Oh, I think that's cute. I don't want
to. It is cute.
I don't want to lead the witness. I don't want to lead the witness.
I'm just worried. Like, what if you got that cake, you've done your candy floss.
Yeah.
We call it fairy floss in Australia.
That's clever. That's adorable.
So you got your fairy floss around your cake. What if it's humid? That thing's going to be like a sticky, drippy mess in 2 seconds.
And
you got to get
very
that Instagram.
Humid in Australia.
You got to get that Instagram photo quick because it's not going to stay like that.
You couldn't do it in a place.
It seems
if you could do it in
me.
Phoenix.
I figured Phoenix. To have it. Have your cotton candy first, have your cake second, or vice versa, whatever.
A cotton candy course.
Yeah, exactly.
I have seen them do cocktails with it on the top, like as a lid.
Ooh.
I was just in Vegas, and there was some funky stuff going on there, I'll tell you. Besides the cotton candy.
I'd be happy to break into the hot and not and find out what's funky in Vegas. Go ahead.
Yeah, please.
You have the floor.
So, no, I was only there for a hot minute. But I was at a candy store that was also a bar. And it was called the Candy Bar.
That sounds fun.
Wow.
Oh, that's clever.
Oh, very clever.
What was it called? The Sweet Martini. I can't remember.
It should
what it
be called the Candy Bar.
The Candy Bar.
Anyway, you could go and get cocktails that I can't even imagine what they must have tasted like.
Liquor-infused candies?
Yeah,
they had
a cocktail, and then they had like all this candy coming out of them. And then there was cotton candy wrapped around them. It was insane.
That is Instagram waiting to happen.
I love a dessert with booze in it.
Booze for dessert.
Like a little cherry-filled something.
A tiramisu,
yeah. Of course.
Sure.
We've gotten married in Italy so many times after dessert.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's the truth.
But what are the cherries? What do they have in there?
They've got
maraschino.
The brandy.
Brandy.
Brandy Soaked cherries.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
stuff that in my mouth.
Anything soaked.
Yeah. Do you remember that waiter that night? That cute, smiley
waiter?
Honestly,
I don't remember. And that's how much fun it was.
That restaurant. And our friend, we were with our cute little friend, Matt. Oh, who? It was Esther. And Esther wanted to get dessert to go because she was tired. Her feet hurt. And she said to the waiter,
I love a dessert
can
to
I
go.
Take, can we get the creme brulee to go? And he said in his cute little Italian accent, he said, I can't give it to you to go because he sounded almost exactly like this. I do a very good Italian accent.
Wouldn't he say like a French accent because it was creme brulee?
Well, sure, but what can I say? I don't know why they had creme brulee on the menu, but they did.
Everyone
he said, I can't give
right
it to
now.
You because it's in the dish. And she said, what do you care?
Yeah.
We're right around the corner. I'll bring it back tomorrow. He said, we're closed tomorrow. She said, I'll bring it back Wednesday. And he wouldn't let us take the dessert home. We said, Esther, eat the dessert here. You're fine.
You know what she
and
said also? She said, I have a torch at home. I'll just torch it up when we get home.
He's
like,
it's not home.
She was insistent.
Wow.
AF, as the kids say.
Yeah. Wow. But we ate the creme brulee.
And I think it was nothing to write home about.
It was literally nothing to take home.
That's because you were having creme brulee in Italy.
That was our first mistake.
Yeah. It was the problem.
We should have ordered the gelato.
Also, I feel like there was a language barrier with Esther.
He was cute, though.
Maybe.
Oh, that's universal.
That's
you know
universal.
What I mean? Tell us again about Vegas, and we'll finish with hot or not some other day. Go for it. what were you doing there? Because here's the next question. Fat-free desserts? Of course not.
What? That's
Skip
ridiculous.
Skip it. See?
Yeah.
Why would we? That's not even a dessert.
We love Las Vegas. We just love. We dated both Penn and Teller.
Yeah. Oh.
And also the guys who
and
handled
Siegfried
the-
and Roy.
Yes, that's right.
Know.
Very sad.
So I knew it. I think I've seen pictures of you guys with them.
Yeah, you have. Yeah.
Riding the camels. Oh, so much fun. Or did is that what we called it? Tell us about your trip, though, please.
What were you doing?
I was in Zion for a running race.
Oh,
and
God.
We had to fly out of Vegas.
Oh, no.
So we just went back for one night. And I've never been to Vegas before.
And what'd you think?
Well,
so
I've
much
been
fun.
Warned.
Colorful.
I only went to one small part. I literally saw like this one area near the strip, not even on the strip.
What area?
It was like a street. And it was
adjacent.
An open air street.
Oh no, I know
and
the
it
area.
Had, it had a
zip line
above it.
That's quite an area.
No. What was happening?
That's
there?
For children.
That's a rough.
That's not for a grown woman
well,
like
night,
yourself.
It's a colorful.
It was
a,
colorful.
Is a
it
word
was colorful,
for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an experience.
It
and
was.
I think
I
they
saw
call
a lot
it an experience.
Things that I've never seen before.
Yeah.
Why were you not on the strip? You're old enough, obviously.
We were tired. We're very tired.
You said you were there running a race for long distances.
Yeah, I was in Zion running a
race. What
was
it called, the race?
It's called a Ragnar.
Oh, how unusual. Dragnar. Yeah. Dragnar. We were there too.
Yeah. But you probably were.
Wow.
So you were running.
What do you know?
In the desert,
in the hot, in
why,
the
Amy Broomhoff? Who is chasing
know.
You?
Who does this? Why do you do this?
Why?
Do you enjoy it? Is it some sort of self-sabotage?
You kind of enjoy it after it's over. Mm. It's a weird thing. Mm. It's a weird thing.
Is it court appointed?
It might be eventually. No, you know how little kids... When
no,
you see little,
no,
you don't know
absolutely
kids,
not.
Right.
Please,
but if you ever
pick
watched
another
a
subject.
Little, if you ever watched a little kid, like over somewhere else, a kid that you didn't know,
we've seen
just
him on
sort
TV.
Of off to the side,
yeah.
And you'll see when they play, they like go crazy and they'll come running and their face is like red
disgusting.
And exploding and they're ready to vomit or something because they've just put so much effort into something.
Yeah.
Running's like that, like
vomiting.
Still yeah. don't understand.
Yeah, it's like as adults, you don't ever stress yourself. You spend a lot of time avoiding making yourself tired or sore or that kind of thing. And I think running is like, you're like, you know what? No, I'm going to go for it and stress my body and then you feel good.
We used to do the jitterbug.
Yeah, that's
hours.
True.
It's the same
I
thing.
Do remember
that's
the feeling of wanting to vomit
that
afterwards.
That was fun. Yeah. And the vomiting even was fun. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And very slimming, actually, in the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. We understand you.
See?
We understand you now.
I see
both
you.
So
we
gonna,
I knew
see
we were going to come
like
to an understanding.
Yeah.
So you run, you vomit, then you go and you look at a lot of butts and stuff at Las Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And there you have it.
Yeah. I actually, we saw in Vegas was so strange to me. At one point, we were sitting having dinner in like an open air restaurant, and a guy at a table across from us appeared to have some kind of seizure.
Oh no!
And we were very concerned, and
sure.
I just
naturally.
Kept thinking, you know, call the EMT. And some guys showed up who didn't look like EMTs,
oh,
but
dear.
You know, and they had a chat with his friends, and he was a lot of chatting. And then one of his friends continued to sit at the table and drink his drink and eat the corn chips.
Oh my!
And I was just like, we couldn't get over
it. Do you think it was a setup?
I don't know.
So he could finish.
To this minute, I am like, man, I hope that guy's okay. And what was with that friend? Like, come on. But it seemed like that was just something that happened.
I'm glad you were able to process this with us here tonight on the air. As Voice of the Show.
You're right.
We have one last hot or not. Chocolate covered anything. Orange peels, bananas, strawberries, nipples. That actually isn't the end of the show, but thank you for suggesting it. He's like, and we're
wrap
going
it up,
home.
Gal.
Last call.
My rule is chocolate, anything chocolate, hot.
I
love
this
woman.
Do you like it dark? Do you like it milk? Do you
How
like
about the
it
white?
What do you like?
You
know, yeah, that's
okay,
a good question.
White is not chocolate.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
I like
thank
it.
You.
Okay.
It tastes like hot
like
plastic in, and you know it.
If it's real cocoa butter, I'm in.
If
I'm
you
sorry,
had
Nabucha
taste
rub
bugs
that
from
on
that.
Your skin, don't
oh,
eat
I do
one
that
time
too.
She tried a ghost pepper at a party, and she hasn't been able to taste anything
that
since.
That was very, very wrong. Whoever, that should be criminal.
You put it in your mouth.
I still can't feel the skin above my lip. Cannot feel it. Cannot
feel sometimes it. She talks like Baba Wawa in the morning before she really gets going.
Cruel. Oh.
Okay, anything chocolate, but no white chocolate. And I agree with you, Amy Broomhall. What is your favorite food trend of the moment, though? It doesn't have to be desserty. Is it just food in general? Is food still on trend?
I'm really loving the moment that Korean food is having.
Oh, I do love the Korean food.
I do love it in a fusion.
A lot of the spicy.
We're fans of
fusion. Yeah, the fusion and and the gochujang, all the yummy Korean spices.
Oh, put some little gochujang on the top of your meatloaf glaze.
You can say that
something
again.
That Sheila used to do for us. Delicious. Yeah. And her name was Sheila. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah, no,
it's
that's okay.
It's not
okay.
Pejorative.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
Delicious. She was a hell of a cook. And she did fusion long before fusion was a thing.
Yeah.
So Korean food is having a moment for you.
Well, I think its moment is probably, as far as trends go, its moment was a while ago, but I'm really into
You're still
it.
Enjoying
what, is
it.
Your, what is your favorite Korean restaurant on this godforsaken island?
Wow. Would have to be my house.
Oh, so you eat out here? Where do you make reservations, Amy Broomhall, with all those people you live with?
When I eat out, I can't afford to take them out. They eat literally. I go to a restaurant, it's like $200, and then I get home and they say I'm hungry.
Oh, my.
So I can't take them out.
No, don't leave them
You
home.
Know, I would check leave for tapeworms. First of all, check for tapeworms.
Well,
and also just go out yourself.
I go out myself, and there are many wonderful places on.
I love it that you take yourself out.
Yeah.
Do you dress up when you go out on
you
your
know
own?
It.
Oh, I appreciate
that. What is dressing
that.
Up on this island? Because we've seen all sorts at
oh,
this
boy.
Point.
And not good. Not good.
Honestly, we thought we'd be helping out by bringing a little glam. Look at this. I have an off-the-shoulder number here from the Korean Bob Mackey.
Speaking
and
of Korean
yet,
food.
Yes. Our earlier guest came in with, what do they call them? Crackles?
Crackles.
Crackles on his feet.
Yellow crackles.
The shoes with the holes in them?
Yeah, that's
for aeration?
That's not okay.
My God.
But this is crazy because I thought the holes were for keeping the air flowing, but he was wearing socks with his crackles. So what's the point? I don't understand.
A common misunderstanding for sure.
I mean, he was pulling it off because he was cute. You know, it was like...
Yeah, yeah.
But,
what's your favorite ensemble for going out on Vashon Island? I mean, you have wonderful
what
legs.
What's your
go-to? We saw it on the Instagrams.
Yeah.
We had Jeff, our assistant,
Instagams.
Google you a little bit.
Is that a hashtag? Did you just make that up?
I think I've got it.
It's very
I think
good.
You should.
Yeah.
And the candy bar, too. It's all yours.
I think anytime you wear a heel on Vashon, people are like, whoa, what's going on?
Oh.
Is it a funeral?
Where are you going?
My God,
yeah,
what's
happening?
Got so tall.
Yeah.
They're like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is she prostituting to feed her children?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So any type of a heel.
It really raises
lipstick,
eyebrows.
I always wear lipstick.
And thank
most
you for that.
Most people don't wear
thank
lipstick.
Thank you.
Interesting.
We both we wear both lipstick and lip liner.
I have that noticed age, the liner.
There's,
very
there's
nice.
A little bit...
Yeah.
Migration.
We've had the lipstick in the liner tattooed on, but we still wear it on top of it.
Naturally.
Because I think it says something about a person.
It really does.
It's like making your bed in the morning, which
yeah.
we don't
says,
do, but I know most
it's
people
It's a bullseye.
Need to.
It says, here's my lips.
And I'm ready.
And listen to
I'm
what
ready
they're saying.
For the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 So heels, lips. What about here? Doing some blowouts or do an updoer?
You've got beautiful.
I just
you really do have
beautiful
hair.
I just like hair. To let the, I have to set my hair.
Set it
set
and forget
it.
And
because
it.
Otherwise, it's frizzy hell.
Do you do rollers?
Yeah, I do.
You
rollers.
Do the rollers. Hot rollers,
rollers,
cool
hot
rollers.
Hot rollers.
I do
every
love a
time.
Hot roller. I love a hot
every
roller.
Time, yeah.
And you let it cool off before you take it out so it sets.
Yep.
I hope.
And
do you
then
put
I
a
can
satin
go 3 days.
On?
You know, I've heard that's a good idea. I should probably get one. I haven't tried it.
What's that?
A satin
a hairdresser?
Satin.
Oh,
that's it. I love a satin bonnet.
We highly recommend the hairdresser.
You know what? We've got a whole setup, which we don't use that often, but now and then it's the right time where we sit under the dryer. You know,
I love that. We have two in the limos.
Ones.
Yeah.
The big
we
bubble
just
dryer.
Love them.
And,
some
know,
people think aliens are coming
relax.
To town.
It's warm. There's a lot of white noise. It's very
we
relaxing.
Get our Vogue, we get our Cosmopolitan and the Good Housekeeping, and we just look through our magazines and we literally set it and forget it. It's fabulous.
You can have your pedicure done at the same time. You can have a lady scrub your legs. If you want
What's
to.
Your favorite spa in Vashon?
Yeah. Do you have a Korean spa? You must.
I don't think we do. If we do, I haven't found it yet.
Well, that's a shame.
Why are there no Korean people on this island?
Because I would really like a Korean spa on Vashon.
Is this a racist place? There's no Korean food and there's no Korean spa.
I have
comment.
To say that every one of our guests have been very, 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 very white.
Oh, my God.
Why do the most? Because they don't think there's a little less sun here.
I'm feeling very upset. Okay, so no Korean food, no Korean spa. What? What kind of spas are there?
I really don't know.
She runs.
I run and I have three boys. I don't have time for a spa.
You don't have time for a spa.
Oh, how sad. We should start a foundation.
I'm sorry.
A foundation.
We should donate at the Ann and Nancy Filson Sisters Spa.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful idea,
Thank you. You've heard it here, Vashon.
She's so
it's
charitable.
Coming.
Yeah. I've never met anyone more charitable than my sister Nancy.
Well, and you could give like makeup tutorials and things like that. I mean, there's a
so
lot of people.
Sweet. Yeah. That's sweet of you to say. Yeah.
I know I'm always wearing my glasses, but underneath I always have my eyes done.
A lot of people don't know that Celine Dion, you've heard of her?
Yeah.
She was our original makeup artist before she made it big, before she really committed to her singing, she was a makeup artist and she worked for us.
But did she really commit to her singing, Anne?
Or did she just marry? She pounds her chest when she sings. That's commitment.
She has a very
big
heart.
Sense of rhythm.
Yeah,
okay?
She does.
And a very, very soft sternum. So we said, Celine.
Yeah. Just pound on it.
You know, this is going to cause damage long term. And I think it has.
It has. Because every time I see her do it, I worry about it.
She looks frail.
She does.
And I think it has to do with that soft sternum.
I'm dying to get back to the script because it asks here, Amy, which STDs have you had and from whom? And don't worry, nobody's listening.
Nobody listens to this show, honey. Nobody.
I can't believe
we
don't have a musical track for that.
Open up. Eat your Bicky and tell your sweet aunties.
Are you sure no one is listening?
Very sure. If you're listening, go ahead and send us an email. Our email address
is very easy to remember.
It's an acronym. T-I-T-S at
famousfilsonsisters.com.
It's an acronym for the identical twin sisters.
Naturally.
Yeah, that's how people can remember it.
Of course it is.
So I'm going to open up my email account right now. And if anybody emails us, then I'll tell you,
somebody's
listening.
If Amy's mother's listening, maybe we stop. And in the meantime, let's go to my favorite segment, Nut of the Night. Very close. You know, Amy Broomhall, we are nut heiresses, as you pointed out very graciously earlier.
Thank you
for
knowing.
People send their nuts from all over the world to put in our mouths.
Wow.
And tonight, you will have a chance as well. My sister is usually the one who loves to decant the nuts because she's very into the ASMR.
Yeah, I love the ASMR. I fall asleep to ASMR almost every night. And you know what else I love? And I always have the kind of mailbag segments. So I always have Jeff bring me the fan mail because I just think it's a lot of fun.
I do too.
And then you do the rustling of the envelope.
I rustle it. And I wrestle it.
She has this lovely little letter opener. Yeah. I sit in there and I buff my toenails while she opens her fan mail. She reads it and she does really cute accents when she reads her fan mail.
Thank you for saying that.
You're welcome. You're always trying and I love that. You're a lifelong learner, Anne.
I'm a lifelong learner.
Now, bust out those nuts.
Okay. I'm going to bust them out.
Here they come. Whoa, here we go.
Bust a move.
This is a little package of nuts that was sent to us from Charlie Miclophone. He didn't leave a return address, so I can't say where he's from.
I don't know. I think it's pronounced that way.
I think I know him.
That's what it looks like to me.
Maybe this is a setup.
And I'm also not wearing my glasses. So maybe that's not it. But sometimes that's what I see here. So what I have here, these nuts are called Matisse.
Wow.
Matisse. Would you say that's how you pronounce that? Would you say?
McTease.
Matisse?
He was a rap artist. We actually dated in the 80s.
Marcona almonds. I love a Marcona almond. Fried and salted. First of all.
Oh, anything fried and salted.
Had
me at fried and salted,
I'm in.
Sister.
I don't know why you have to fry a nut because they're already so delicious, but go ahead and do it because they only get better.
Well, let's see. So, okay. Amy Broomhall, this is what I want you to consider when you put these nuts in your mouth.
Yeah.
We're going to rate them on a scale of 1 to 100. It doesn't make any sense. I don't know why we go all the way to 100, but we think big all the time.
There's a lot of
nuance. All right.
50 is just like, like 50 is
It's middling.
Obviously, like, I'm not going to spit it out, but
it's obviously medium. So, we're going to think about attractiveness, beauty, and overall sex appeal of these Marcona nuts.
Why are Marcona almonds always sort of flat?
Well,
they're flatter than
they're
a regular
flat
almond.
Wide.
They're wide. They're wide
flat
nuts.
And wide, and they're kind of matte, too. Like,
they're
matte. I know they're fried, but they're not
God,
glistening.
That's
they're
good.
Puce.
Yeah.
That's a good nut.
Oh.
Again, leading the witness. I apologize.
That's a very tasty nut.
Erection, Yabona.
Yeah.
That's a great nut. What do they say in those law shows when they say, objection,
they
withdrawn?
They say, erection, Yabona. I love saying that.
These are good.
Mm. On attractiveness, beauty, and overall sex appeal, how do we rate these nuts, Amy Brewer?
I'm going to have more.
Come on,
just
get in here.
Here we go. Let me look. I think they're very attractive. They're delicious. Like, they don't have a lot of flaws. Mm-mm. So I'm going to give them a 90 on attractiveness.
Oh, wonderful. How about on taste and texture?
I'm giving them 99.
Wow.
I'm right
really
there with you.
Tasty nut.
If other than a filbert, I've never had a better nut.
Yeah,
I have to
really
say, when they said salted, I got excited. Mm-hmm. Although I'm still coming down from our trip to Stockholm to Dragnor. Mm-hmm. From all the herring, my God, the swelling. But I expected them to be saltier.
Oh.
So I'm going to bring this down to a 75 because more salt.
Try another. They're very salty.
Maybe the ones on the butt, maybe they have to be scooched around.
Maybe just lick your fingers afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Where have I heard that before?
So this Jeff Mickelson, what's his name?
Listen.
I believe it's
Mickelphone.
Mickelphone.
So... odd that she's looking right into a microphone when she's trying to
listen. It's not a usual suspect situation.
Like, did Jeff make these nuts? Like, did he fry the nuts?
I don't think so. Maybe he owns Matisse Company. Let me see where this...
Oh, this is... Okay, I got a salty one. I'm going to bump that up to an 87.
There we go.
Delicious.
Is this a nut you'd like to wrap your lips around again?
Oh, God, yes.
I say yes.
Yes. Yeah.
If I can't read where these are from.
Definitely.
I have no glasses. They're from Spain. They're a product of Spain.
Jeff said
muchas gracias.
Well,
you're listening. Well, my sister is trying to... read the packaging. You're listening to the broadcast on the Voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9, streaming live at voiceofvashon.org. And we are here with our guest, Amy Broomhall, talking about whatever comes to our identical twin minds, apparently. Oh, but here is our favorite segment. Amy Broomhall, you know we've been around for 70 years. Who's counting? And we have done a lot.
Yeah.
And then we did it again. And then I think we did it a third time.
Probably.
So, people write from us all over the world for advice.
Have you ever written to us for advice, Amy Broomhall?
I've thought about it. Mm-hmm. I've thought about it. I need to go on a couple more runs and then I'll.
Is that where you process your ideas?
That's my processing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a very interesting
processing and puking.
Doing the jitterbug more often if we'd have bigger ideas again.
We could try. I got to get my left hip and you got to get your right hip done again.
And then we'll start. And then we'll start.
I think we will.
Not a minute before.
In the meantime, even though you haven't written in, I'm sure you have some advice as well. You sound like a well-rounded woman.
You're a very clever lady.
We would like you to weigh in on some of this advice for this reader who's obviously written us.
It might not be a reader. We don't know if they can read. But we do know they can write.
That's very true.
Or that they've dictated to someone.
My sister's very woke. She doesn't want to offend anybody.
No. I don't make assumptions.
Don't.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, read the letter.
Dear Ann and Nancy.
Dear Mick Phone. Mick Microphone. Drop the Mick Microphone.
Is he writing in?
Oh, God.
Wait.
I hope not.
We'll see.
Nobody can pronounce my name, and it really makes me feel less than.
And I keep sending people nuts, and they still don't get it right.
They laugh at my generosity. Okay. Dear Ann and Nancy.
Okay.
My
deep breath.
Okay, here we go. Dear Ann and Nancy, my mother is turning 90 next year.
Wow. Oh.
And I'd love to throw her a big party with masks, of course.
Of course.
I can see it now. Pink and gold balloon arch. Dancing to a big band playing all her old favorites. A photo booth with old-timey hats and boas. A signature drink. A fancy cake. It'll be just perfect. There's only one problem. Mom says she doesn't want it. She says she's tired and she'd rather just have a quiet dinner with me and my brother and leave it at that. I think she's being awfully selfish. What do you think, Anna Nancy? Signed, dutiful daughter. Well, very interesting. What do you think?
I think a lamp
you know,
says it all.
You know, I'm of two minds because I love a good party.
Do you love a party?
Yeah, I love to throw parties. I love to go to parties. And I've actually never had a party thrown for me.
Oh, what? Well, this sounds like something that our assistant should write down.
I hope your friends are listening.
Is anyone listening out there?
But
I hope your children and husband is listening.
But I have a husband who hates parties.
Oh, well, this is why you've never had a party thrown
for
you.
Well, I mean, he doesn't hate, but he likes parties. But he would never want one thrown for him. And I've had to promise not to. To honor that of him.
Enough about him. What
interesting. Very much like the dutiful daughter.
Right. And so one part of me is like, that's a milestone.
Yeah.
You know, you want to celebrate it. Right. And it's 90? Awesome. And hey, she's going to be 90. So if she's pissed off at you, it's only for a couple more years. Throw the party. She'll get over it or she'll
die.
But then the other part is, you know what? She's 90 and... She
knows herself by now, right?
I mean, at this point, yeah, just give the woman what she wants.
But who doesn't want a balloon arch? Maybe she just doesn't know she wants it.
Well, maybe.
She doesn't know her own mind. That can happen.
I mean, you
remember,
could, like,
we're watching the control, Leanne. You gotta remember about controlling other people's lives. I'm sorry, but Dr. Reichman had mentioned it more than once.
Oh. Nancy? She keeps me honest. I'm going to tell you the truth. She keeps me honest.
I mean, maybe.
What are we
maybe,
saying to her? Maybe. She's 90. She knows herself. You're also saying she may not be around too long and the hurt may not last for too long.
I got a compromise here.
Okay.
Tell us. Okay. What are you thinking?
Set up the big party, right? Yeah. Have it ready to go. Take Nana out and say, here, Nana, let's celebrate your 90th. Let's have a shot of tequila.
Yeah.
Okay. Give Nana the shot of tequila.
Yeah.
And then say, hey, you want to come and hang out at a big party. And if she's at the tequila, she might be like, yeah, take me to the party. And so then you take her to the party and you have a great time. And if she doesn't want to go, you go, okay, you go home and go to bed. And then you go and you go
have
to the party.
The party. It's not a bad idea. Not,
I'm liking this. It's a real workout. What if the tequila kills her and it turns into be her wake?
Well, you're already ready.
What if it reacts with the medication, Amy
Brumhoff?
I don't
think tequila has ever killed anybody.
No, I doubt it.
You want to die sometimes.
It's very medicinal. You know what? There's a certain type of lady, and we don't know much about this mother, right? We don't know much about Nina.
No.
But there's a certain type of woman, and our mother was one of these, who would say, don't do anything for me, girls.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want it. Don't do a thing.
She never meant it.
But then if you didn't do a thing... You were getting cold shoulders.
So we just, everything she said,
we did the opposite.
It was very helpful.
Half of the time it worked, and half of the time, honestly,
don't put your shoes on. Put your shoes on. Don't use birth control. Use birth control. I mean, it went all over the place.
She did her best. That's all I can say.
Her best wasn't good enough.
It wasn't great. It wasn't great.
It's all right. We're dealing with the mothering wound. We have a new therapist. They're very modern.
The mothering wound.
Really, yeah. Blaming our mother for everything has been the best possible therapy for Ian
for
and
so
I.
Many years, for so many years. This new therapist is really making us question it because she said, let's blame the systems that made your mother who she was. And to me, that's how it works.
We're also going to try in the next six weeks a bunch of magic mushrooms.
Microdosing.
It's so exciting.
Isn't that going to be fun?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's going to be very mind-opening.
Before the party.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
Let's get back to your party. If one should ever throw you a party, what is your ideal party, Amy Brumhoff?
Oh, I want a big disco.
Disco.
Oh,
Tube tops and the roller skates.
Lots of sequins.
The lights.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lots of lights flashing. Lots of ABBA.
I've heard of them.
Australians love ABBA.
We do. We do.
They're not from Australia. But in many ways they're yours.
They're like ours, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe that the most fame ABBA had in the world, you know, Sweden, of course, is number one.
Sure,
yeah, sure.
I mean, I assume we were just there.
Yeah.
We were just there.
So you probably went to the ABBA Museum.
So many ABBA lookalikes.
Obviously.
Yeah.
We had dinner with them.
Really?
Bjorn. Well.
What, with Bjorn?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's sweet. He's a sweet fella.
It was so wonderful.
We don't speak.
You know what? We had fondue.
Yeah.
It was fabulous. Yeah. It was really fabulous. Everyone loves fondue.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a little jealous.
Oh, that's sweet.
Most people are of us, and that's okay.
It's okay. Lean into it. That's what they say nowadays.
Okay.
What about your party? We're going to get ABBA or ABBA, however you like to say it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like Bjorn to come?
Lights?
Should we invite Bjorn?
I would love Bjorn
Why
to come.
Not?
That would be the best.
Great. Good to
In
know.
In fact, actually, what the best party ever would be a party where all the guests recreated different ABBA costumes because they have a lot of really great ones.
Absolutely.
That would
they
be
did costume
like
well.
A
massive ABBA party where, and everyone like really tried to get their ABBA costume going
on. That's a wonderful idea. Yeah. Would you like choreography?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Is this ever something you tried at the home level? Dressing,
I have
like ABBA?
Yes, I've definitely dressed like ABBA. Since I was very little, my nana had... my nana's the first person who played me ABBA. I was five, and she had a record player, and my dad never let me touch our record player. He always like yelled about scratching and stuff. Nana would be like
precision machinery.
Go on, Amy, put the ABBA on, and I'd go, and I'd go, and I'd be like across the record, and she never said don't scratch the record.
That's a sweet
she was
nana.
Like, oh, yeah, play that lovely Dancing Queen one again. I love that one.
What a lovely woman.
She was wonderful. And she would let me play the ABBA over and over and over again, and we would dance in the living room, and I've just loved them ever
since.
Should
we invite her to your party?
I wish she passed away quite a while ago.
I'm so sorry.
But she would have loved it.
She would have loved it. She would have loved a balloon arch.
I'll bet you she'll be watching from the heavens.
She would have loved a balloon arch.
Would you like also a balloon arch?
You know, I'm gone a bit environmental, and I'm got to say I'm not a fan of the balloon arches anymore.
What if we reused and recycled something
Maybe
to make
some
it?
Maybe there's some sort of conflict-free. Yeah, yeah. What about condoms?
Used condoms.
The French tickle is a very cute blown up.
But do they
little
decompose?
Little nabbles on the ends?
Well, can you compost
used
them?
You've already used them, so you're reusing them.
Wow.
It's called a safe ending.
We'll wash them. We'll get somebody to wash them. I mean, I'm not going to wash them, but somebody will wash them. No?
Look, well, we've attended a lot of parties.
Game, though,
we're not party planners.
Clear, right? You know, that
oh, not always. Oh, God, no.
You're so cute.
No, you can get them any color you want.
Oh, Dick.
Any color you want.
Anything you want,
but
honestly.
Do they have to be see-through? I don't want them see-through.
No.
Oh, you don't want to see what's inside.
Yeah, that's a great question.
You should have thought of that before you had three boys.
Wow.
Okay. And so we're ending with one of our segments for tonight. And I'm very sorry because this has been a lovely, lovely interlude, spending time with the foreigner Amy Broomhall on this island.
Amy Broomhall. What
a
time we've had.
I'm so thrilled to have come and spent time.
We're glad you finally made it. There was something, a little virus going around, and we never were able to get here. It reminds me of when we had the clap from doing our first cruise ship
shows. Do you
shows
remember that?
All through the 1950s.
The clap, and it came back and around and around. And at first they thought, once you got the clap, you've
We're
had it.
We're not talking about applause here, Amy Broomhall.
What about, we what about get the crabs? Did you get those too?
Oh, we got the crabs.
Rod Stewart, Jefferson Starship.
Yeah, you bet. You bet. Boz Scaggs.
Wow.
Boz Scaggs had big crabs.
Well,
very significant.
Boz Scaggs. Yep. I mean, come on.
Thin Lizzy. They all had crabs.
Yeah, they did.
You bet they did.
Every time we toured with any of the rock musicians, it was a hot mess. We couldn't tell who started it.
Do you remember the great, great idea we had?
Which, so many.
We've had so many good ideas.
But so many, I've forgotten most of them.
We were touring in the late 70s, I want to say, with Styx.
Oh,
briefly.
I do.
Brilliant.
Briefly.
Brilliant.
And at the time, we were both dating Mick Jagger. And we said to Mick Jagger, you know, you should do a tour called Styx and Stones.
Is it not wonderful?
That is so great.
It's not.
Thank
it's
you,
wonderful.
And he didn't do it.
They didn't do it.
One of them had to go into rehab, and I don't know.
I think that was what stopped it.
Or maybe it was us.
And then
I don't know.
You know this. You know Styx's song, Mr. Roboto?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love dancing to that one.
Nancy wrote that. Yep.
Really?
Yes, she did.
I didn't know you could speak the Japanese.
Yes.
Oh, I can speak all the languages.
Well, she was married to a Japanese doctor for,
I don't know,
2 or 3 years.
20 minutes?
Wow.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Wow, that is,
the language of love. He was a very, very clean man and totally hairless, which I really appreciate.
His ankles were so well turned. It was a very beautiful ankle.
It was a smaller man than I would prefer, but he was a ballerina in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, and on that note, all night I know you've been looking at who's Ian?
Which
who's
one?
Who's Nancy?
Who's
it's
Nancy?
Been very
who's
confusing.
Who's here? And so
it's confusing for everyone. I don't want you to feel, have you felt bad?
No.
Oh, good.
I'm just rolling.
We don't mean to confuse you.
I'll think about it when I run tomorrow.
I hope
Please
you do.
Do.
Please do think about us while you're vomiting.
And you can always email us.
Well, I can now. Yeah. I know.
Or Facebook,
also,
we have to start
planning a party. And how we're going to end this is with the dulcet tones of Charo.
Yes.
Another fabulous artist of ours.
Yes.
I know Chris
Austin's
throwing up his hands. Oh, here it is. We'd like you to close your eyes, Amy Broomhall. Okay. Now, as my sisters pointed out, the FCC has said we cannot blindfold our guests any longer.
Which is really disappointing.
Boring.
Did they give you a reason for that?
No.
I think
they might have. I mean, it was a very long letter, and I didn't read
it. It's legal stuff.
Legalese.
For that. Anyway,
blah, blah, blah.
Listen to the music and enjoy. The music's touching you now.
Don't listen to the music because it's gone, but just listen to the sounds of your heart.
Oh. Oh. Wow. It's like spiritual.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Goose for a goose. Okay. Which one of us was touching you, Amy Brumall?
I don't even know. It felt like 1,000 delicate creatures just caressing me.
That's always our mission. That's a mission statement.
Some raccoon bit my leg at the end.
We can't help where you live.
Yeah.
Well, thank you to our guest, Amy Brumall. She's been an absolute delight. We've learned so much from
bravo,
this woman.
Oh, bravo, Amy.
Thank
where
you
can
for
people keep
me.
Up with you about your baking and running and mothering and the acting?
They can always follow my cake account. It's called The Fun Baker.
She's the Fun Baker. Very good.
I don't really bake for anyone but myself anymore, but you can just see what I'm doing.
Uh-huh. Well, we will, and we absolutely will. Amy, one final question before we say goodnight. Yeah. Would you ever consider relocating to Germany?
You have to run
I actually
you
reconsidered that just for a second just then. I was like, wow, I've been to Germany, but I haven't spent a lot of time there. You know, I'm up for adventure. Australians, we like to travel.
I wouldn't say no.
She wouldn't say no.
She wouldn't say
I
no.
Love it.
And leaving it at that.
Stay in the conversation with us, folks, on Facebook, on Instagram, you know.
And we will see you next time here on the broadcast where we chat with guests Crystal Gale and John McEnroe. We hate to say goodbye, but we gotta.
Good night, Vashon. Stay beautiful.
Just keep doing what you're doing.